water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as BBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, the election is over. Many good American congressmen who wanted to do something about the border issue, who wanted to secure our borders, who were concerned about the invasion of our country by people from other countries, which has been encouraged by the Bush administration. Many of them were defeated. They couldn't get any help from the Republican Party because their concern is not the war on terror overseas. I mean, that's a distraction. Their concern is about changing America. And, of course, bringing migrants into this country, merging Mexico and Canada and the United States into a North American community. And until you understand that what is going on in the Middle East is a diversion, the major battle is here at home. And the leaders of both political parties are dedicated to globalism, the New World Order, the New World Religion. Until you understand that, you can't understand so much of what's going on today. Apparently they lost an excellent congressman concerned about illegal immigration in Arizona, a good Republican but he wanted to do something and he had to be defeated, and George Bush managed to defeat him. In fact, I'll never forget the president the day before the election saying, "We've got a plan to win the war in Iraq. How are we going to win the war in Iraq? Why, you vote for Republican candidates." What does that have to do? And the people repudiated the war in Iraq. They repudiated that. That's the reason what the election really showed. But, of course, they didn't understand that the war in Iraq is being used to take us away from the fact America is being invaded today. The Bush administration has a catch-and-release program. You catch people coming across the border, and if they're Mexicans, you take them back and release them in Mexico. If they're from other countries, maybe they're Muslim terrorists, or at least Muslims from terrorist countries, countries that support terrorism. Why, you simply arrest them and you give them a deportation hearing in a month or two, and then you release them. Why would you do that if you were concerned about the threat of terrorism in America? It doesn't make sense unless everything is a charade. And the real threat to America is this move on the part of people who have no loyalty to America, but have embraced that idea of the new order of the ages. And remember, in the concluding remarks of President Bush's second inaugural address on the 20th of January 2004, and you can go to whitehouse.gov and pull it down. He spoke of when our founders declared a new order of the ages, and then he had a couple of sentences in there about how our soldiers died row on row in pursuit of a union dedicated to liberty, and of course our citizens marched in righteous outrage under the banner of freedom now. And then he went on to say they were declaring a new, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What was he talking about? How many people who heard that speech had any idea what he was saying? He was talking about the world government that he and his father and the Skull and Bones folks in the Bohemian Grove and the Lucius Trust and the new group of world servers and the CFR and Bilderbergers and Club of Rome and the Trilateral Commission, their dedication is to this occult goal of destroying sovereignty and merging the world. And when you understand that, things begin to make sense. Well, with us today is one of the great champions of American sovereignty, a man who's dedicated his life to trying to get the American people to realize we're being invaded today. They're destroying our country, and it's not happening by accident. Glenn Spencer, good to have you with us.
Dr. Stan, it's a pleasure.
Well, I understand you lost one of your good congressmen down there in Arizona.
Yes, J.D. Hayworth, who was a champion. As J.D. said during the campaign, he said, I have made illegal immigration an issue, and my opponent agrees. He adopted every one of J.D. Hayworth's positions and then went after the corruption in Congress. So he essentially eliminated the positions, or adopted the positions taken by J.D. Hayworth, and as a result, essentially co-opted the issue. So, and we have the problem in Iraq. We have the problem of corruption in Congress. And as Lou Dobbs said, the war on the middle class,
sure,
exporting all of these jobs. And that has been the story, really, in large part across the nation when we had these losses.
Sure.
But it presents an interesting problem to the Democratic Party, because you have these blue dog Democrats who have been voting for the fence and voting against amnesty. This new breed, this class of 2007, is going to have even more of these blue dog Democrats. So I think the Democrat Party is going to have a tough time passing any amnesty program.
Just because people don't understand, George Bush wants amnesty.
Of course.
And
he turned against his own party.
And so does the leaders of the Democrat Party. But let's hope there are enough congressmen out there who will hear from enough people in our audience that they'll say, oh, we're not going to go along no matter what you say. Believe me, they'll twist arms, they'll threaten them, they've got blackmail evidence, they've been doing everything they could to compromise the congressmen, to get pictures of them, perhaps in some illicit activity, and threaten to use that against them. Or maybe they filled a form out and they'll send them to prison because they filled a form out. Let's hope the congressmen will stand against the betrayal being planned by the leaders of both political parties who are dedicated to world government. Not to America.
Well, that's true, Dr. Stan, but we here at American Border Patrol have a plan.
Good.
George Bush, in his press conference after the loss of the House and Senate to the Democrats, said, show me progress on the border, and then we'll be interested in talking about other aspects. What he said is, there has to be demonstrated progress on the border. In other words, they have to stop. If the American people understand the English language, that means if we can stop illegal immigration at the border, then we'll talk about a guest worker program. And so we have a plan to be the reporters, be the people who are going to tell you if there's progress on the border.
We'll be right back here with Ben Spencer here at the American Freedom Hour.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and let's hear what Glenn has to say, because Glenn is flying over the border every day, and you've heard all about all these National Guard troops we sent down to guard the border. You've heard about the fact we're going to build a fence down there, but are they really going to build a fence? Is this all simply frosting on the cake to make you think they're doing something? Is it a battle for the perception rather than reality? And I would like to suggest the administration, the leaders of the Republican Party, have no intention of stopping illegal immigration any more than Nancy Pelosi does. You go ahead there, Glenn. Glenn?
Yes.
Tell us what your plan is.
All right. Well, as you said, we fly the border. I fly the border. I was up early yesterday morning with our thermal camera documenting what is going on. We will be next week going out to all the way to California, from California over to El Paso, Texas, reporting on, is the National Guard there? There are very few members of the National Guard. We post on the Internet, through AmericanPatrol.com, photos of the day. You can see actual pictures. Yesterday we posted a photo that we took where this major river, it's a dry riverbed, that flows down the mountains into Mexico. It is a major human smuggling route. And you can see this picture. There's no Border Patrol around. You can see that the United States government has put up this little tiny fence. You can see footprints leading out of Mexico into the United States. There is nothing there to stop them. Now, this is the kind of thing that we're going to be showing every day. But the idea, and I hope I can make this clear. This battle is going to take place next year in the House and in the Senate. And we are going, and the issue is going to be, are we making progress on the border? Are we controlling the border? And those who are on our side, those loyal American members of Congress, are going to demand proof, and the president is going to lie to them. And the Department of Homeland Security is going to lie to them to say, yes, we've got it under control. The only organization in the United States right now that is in a position to tell the American people the truth is American Border Patrol. And I mean that. With their support, we will show you what is actually going on the border. And we do it all the time, live video right from our aircraft. We just joined up, by the way, with the Texas Border Volunteers. Now, these are people who are very professional. I'm going to say this. Most of those people that came down with the Minutemen program were well-meaning, but inexperienced, of really little value to the border issue. But they did call attention to it, and that was good. We have now linked up with some very professional people who are also linked up with some of the largest ranches in Texas, including the King Ranch. And they have been certified. These are professional people who we're working with, and we went out and worked with them. We're in a position to show the American people directly, all along the border, what is actually happening. And they need to know that. And when they know that, when we show them the fraud that is being perpetrated on the American people, this will empower our Congress members stop this amnesty thing in its tracks until we can demonstrate, that they can demonstrate that they've got the border under control.
But of course, you know, you told a story in one of our previous programs about the high technology we're using to track these people. I mean, here we can put a man on the moon. We can track every person with a cell phone. They've got cameras, you know, on highways all across America. And yet down along the border, they have trucks driving along, trailing behind them on ropes or chains, tires to smooth out the dust so that then if somebody walks across, they can see the footprints. I mean, that is the most incredible story.
The principal technology that is used. It was used by cavemen. And that is the principal technology used. Now, once they detect footprints, now they only find them maybe 2 or 3 hours after they've been placed there, that people have crossed. Then they have to figure out, oh, how long ago was it? And then where did they go? And they try to communicate each other and tell one another where something is geographically. They are not trained to read maps, by the way. And so they don't have GPS. And so half the time, more than half the time, they're totally lost. So they have no technology. They have no support. And it is designed to fail. And we are here to prove that. We've documented it. We produced a documentary, the U.S. Border Patrol, how it works and why it doesn't. And we point out that the people in Washington, the people who are setting policy, who are deciding what to do, are there to destroy the Border Patrol and keep the border open. People have to understand that.
You're absolutely right. Now, you know, I'm thinking they have satellites up there. Supposedly we got those satellites, you know, to spy on the wicked Russians. Those spies, those satellites can read a newspaper, you know, from outer space. But
I have Google Pro. I go on Google. I can almost see people with that thing.
Sure.
And that's just commercial. That's not the top secret stuff that we've paid billions of dollars for.
Stop the immigration. Of course they can stop the immigration until the American people understand they have no intention of stopping the migration. And they're lying about the number of people here. They're lying about what they're doing. They're lying about the 700-mile fence
Absolutely.
On the 200-mile border, which I don't think will ever be built. You know, but as long as you can give the people the idea they're doing something and the real enemy is over in Iraq, why they're not seeing the real enemy is right here. And many of them are in Washington, D.C.
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, we have good technology. I am sitting in my office. I'm 1,000 feet north of the border. I am reaching around to my other computer, scanning. I have a camera mounted near the border. I am watching the border right now with a camera that I control through the Internet. And I can control pan and tilt and zoom and iris. We did this over a year ago. Now the state of Texas has adopted this. They put up $55 million. I will tell you, if we had $500,000, we could stop this whole thing. We are operating on a shoestring budget. Most of the money, I'm going to tell you this, I have come out of all of the resources that I ever had. The airplane, where did it come from? I used everything I had. I bought it. And I rented it, I leased it to American Patrol, and our accountant says, you're not charging enough. You know, I've had to put up most of the money for this thing. We're doing fantastic stuff.
I know you are, Glenn.
And with very little support, but we're continuing to move ahead.
Well, let's tell people how they can get onto your web pages, how they can see the videos that you're constantly streaming, and how they can help you.
Well, yeah, we're on AmericanBorderPatrol.com and AmericanPatrol.com. And we're going to fight like mad in the next few months to show the American people what's really going on down here. And that they have to understand that, you know, on AmericanPatrol.com, our feature today says, Democrat win encourages conquistadors. And we have a quote from Elena Poniatowska, a famous Mexican writer. She said that today Mexico is recovering the territories lost in the past to the United States, thanks to immigration. She said, Mexico is recovering the territories ceded to the United States with migratory tactics. They are taking back the Southwest, and eventually we'll be overwhelmed by Latin America. That is what is going on, and our president is encouraging it.
Absolutely. And when the president says English should be the official language of our country, and you go to his webpage at whitehouse.gov, that's whitehouse.com, and you can get all of his speeches in Mexican and Spanish. Why would he say one thing when he's really doing another and encouraging the other? Or is it all showbiz?
That is correct. And he is a traitor of the highest order, has been working from day one of his presidency to keep that border open, and has been lying to the American people, and he will continue to lie to them and deceive them. And the only hope we have right now is those brave American members of Congress, and there are some out there, especially in the House of Representatives, and a growing number of Democrats, who understand what is it really at stake, because they're closest to the people.
And, you know, I think it's so interesting, Glenn, that they did run a number of moderate Democrats. I mean, rather than try to get somebody who's a flaming leftist, you know, at least they profess to be moderates, and let's hope that some of them really are. That, you know, they even ran some pro-life, pro-gun Democrats. Why? Because they know the American people are pro-life, and the American people are pro-gun.
Absolutely.
And the American people are pro-American. They're not traitors like those people.
Well, you didn't have one Democrat running on a platform of amnesty.
Right.
And you had many of them running to the right on the immigration issue. And they ran their campaigns based on a strong border and no amnesty. Now, it's going to be very difficult for them, if they want to stay in office more than 2 years, to come out and turn on the American people. And we're going to make it even more difficult for them. And that's our job. And we're in a position to do it. And I just want to tell you, I can't say too much about it, but we've just, American Border Patrol is moving into, we just acquired some land right on the border, not 1,000 feet north. Dr. Stan, we just picked up a half a mile. We bought more than 100 acres right on the border. And we're going to be setting up an incredible operation there with a UAV field, with sensors right, we're right on the border now. We're there now. We're moving in. And we have a tremendous opportunity now to blow, you know, really expose this, and to give the ammunition that our representatives, especially in the House of Representatives, need to fight these open borders advocates. And we're right down here on the border, and we're going to do the best we can to do that.
And I really think it's really so vitally important. People understand when they've talked about the 6,000 National Guard troops. Do we have any idea how many they really sent?
That's nonsense. We could find very few. If we, our sweep of the border between Arizona and California, at the most, we found a little over 100. And this is all a sham. And those who are involved in it should be ashamed of themselves.
But you see, the media isn't telling us that. At least Lou Dobbs is getting some of the information out.
Yes.
Thank goodness for that.
Yes, he's done an excellent job. And but we're still in the game. This is not over with. We can still, if we force our government to control that border, I'm telling you, I believe that what would happen if we really did that would be really very revealing. And we must push for that and push this amnesty down until it's a major issue in 2008. Don't let them shove it down our throats. Make it a political issue. Now that once 2008, we won't have the Iraq smokescreen to cover up this invasion.
Well, I think what people have to understand, of course, is the immigration issue is part of a much larger issue. It is the idea of building a North American community.
Absolutely.
And, of course, the North American community, people don't understand that they already have the European Union. Their friends over in China are working with all the ASEAN nations to unify Southeast Asia. 25 nations are working in Africa to build an African trade union. And all of these are aimed at destroying national sovereignty. And in each part of the world, then, they're going to establish a new supranational bureaucracy. Hugo Chavez, good friend of Fidel Castro, who's a good friend of David Rockefeller's daughter, is unifying South America with a unified trading bloc because of their hatred of the Yankees up north. And Hugo Chavez is playing his part very well. And then when all of the trading blocs are united and they have supranational governments, a short step to uniting the world, that's what it's really about. But immigration is the front issue here because, of course, this is being used to destroy the sovereignty and the integrity of America. And they want to be able to play one group against the other. They want a multicultural, multilingual society much easier to control because you'll have civil unrest and rioting in the streets. And you saw 500,000 of illegal immigrants demonstrating peacefully in Los Angeles on May Day, the communist holiday of this of the year 2006. How would you like to see 500,000 illegal immigrants violating, demonstrating violently and burning Los Angeles and Chicago? And police, I mean, they plan on having it. And who do you think financed the illegal immigration movement? The Ford Foundation, your own government. We'll be right back.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Glenn Spencer. Glenn, one more time, I want you to get your web pages out so people will know how to get in touch with you.
Well, I will do that, Dr. Stan, but let me just say that this just hit my website just now. Before, I didn't know about it 3 minutes ago. Here is a Dallas Morning News editorial. Border is being secured. Let's match effort on rest of immigration reform. What they're saying is now we've got the border under control, now we can have amnesty. Exactly what I was saying that they would do. So if you want to stop this amnesty, the way to do it is to demonstrate that the board, that these people are not telling the truth. And the one organization that's in the position to do that is American Border Patrol. We have your backing. We can show what's really going on. And you can do that. You can help us do this by going on AmericanBorderPatrol.com or giving us a call at 1-800-600-8642. I'm going to make I'm going to really reach out to people because we know how to do this. We've demonstrated it over and over again, but we need the help to get it done. And I'm not going to pull any punches here. If you want to save your country, help us do it. That's all I'm saying.
Amen to that. America is being invaded today as our boys are sent overseas, to fight and die in Iraq, a totally needless, contrived war. And I fear that there may even be going to expand it over there. And believe me, the Democrat majority are going to support this war, and we're not going to pull all of our troops out. We may pull a few of them out to fool the American people and think we're doing something. But after all, if we were to win the war over there, how could we justify keeping our troops there indefinitely? So until people understand that nothing as it appears to be, we're still occupying Germany, almost 60 years after the Second World War ended, and the same thing with Japan, and 50 years after the Korean War ended, we're still occupying South Korea. Do you honestly, in your heart of hearts, believe we're going to pull out of Iraq? We've got to have our troops over there. That's why we don't have any National Guard to put on the border, because they really don't want to stop the illegal immigration. But they want to make us believe that they're trying to stop illegal immigration. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. If you have a question for Glenn, he's on the front lines of this battle, and he's doing a great job. And really, I'm so appreciative of really what he is accomplishing. What was this recently? They went after one of your men because he had a parking violation 12 years ago?
You see, we have a powerful new infrared camera. And they can see people at 5 miles at night. And we had gone up about a month ago up to this location where the National Guard had been for a short while and abandoned. They left. So we went up on this hill about 5 miles north of the border. And we put our thermal camera up there and we spotted some illegal aliens that had gotten past all the Border Patrol cameras and everything. So we called the Border Patrol and we tried to tell them where they were, but they don't know how to use GPS, and we had the heck of a time trying to guide them in. They finally caught this group that was hiding. So the next time we went up there, we took an eye-safe laser with us, so that when we spotted people, we could illuminate them with this laser, and the Border Patrol, they do have night vision goggles that see a little ways, but if you have a laser, they can really see it. So, some of them have these night vision goggles. They don't see very far. So, we got up there, we spotted something, we called the Border Patrol, we said, we're going to use an eye-safe laser to show you where these people are. And my people were on the phone with them for 10 minutes. Then they sent a helicopter up and located us. Then they sent a Border Patrol supervisor up, who arrested my man, my technical director, Mike King, who is a hero. And has done more to try to save this country. They arrested him for a 10-year-old a traffic violation from Phoenix, Arizona, that he had forgotten all about. And they put him in handcuffs, threw him in the back of a Border Patrol vehicle. They then took him into the jail in Cochise County. And the judge the next day looked at this and let him go without even, he didn't have to post a bond. It was so stupid.
But you see, they're trying to intimidate.
Let me finish this. Yeah. Let's just say this. We have some friends in the Border Patrol, and they were there when this supervisor got back and did high fives with other supervisors that they had gotten American Border Patrol. They were out to get us. And I said, boy, with these managers, no good deed goes unpunished. And that's what's really going on at the border if you want to know the truth.
And you have to understand, of course, the average Border Patrolman is a good, loyal American who's trying to do his job. But you get promoted not because you're trying to do your job. You get promoted because you'll go along with the agenda.
Absolutely 150% correct. That is how you get promoted in the Border Patrol, by subverting the system.
In fact, I talked to a gentleman who was with a group of the Association of the Chiefs of Police across America. They're, I don't know, 5,500 of them chiefs of police. But as you were saying, many of these chiefs of police are simply political animals. They've got to go along with the system and go along with the political system to keep their job.
Absolutely.
Some of them are good people. Some of them love America and are willing to stick their necks out and have the backing of the local people so that they can do what's right. But so many of the people in the jobs in law enforcement of one branch or another simply will compromise their principles, and they'll go after people like Glenn Spencer who are trying to save our country. And their enemies are not coming across the border. Their enemies are wearing badges. And when you have begin to lose the concept of law and order, why you begin to lose the concept of freedom in our society. Our number is 970-689-8255. We've got to back responsible people. I understand that a group of retired Border Patrolmen have put together some sort of an organization trying to get information out and trying to tell people that we're really not trying to guard the border?
Oh, yes. And they signed a 250 of them signed a proclamation that the guest worker program would be a disaster for our country.
Sure.
So, you know, we are, and I've said this on your program before, the American people don't know the power and the resources that we're facing. The opposition is very powerful. They will stop anything, just like with the Congress passed this border fence bill signed by the president. They're going to try to kill that, just like they killed Proposition 187 in California, just like they'll kill anything and stop anybody that they think is necessary to keep that border open. And we need a lot of brave Americans to stand up and say, no, we're not going to put up with this. Otherwise, you're going to have a very dim future.
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, at least where they put the border fence up there in San Diego really worked, didn't it?
It worked great. It stopped illegal immigration by 95%. It stopped crime. It dropped crime in San Diego County by 50%, a 14-mile fence. And Duncan Hunter was supporting that, and I was out there. I was out there 10 years ago supporting that fence. We had a big rally called Good Fences Make Good Neighbors that I organized and had people brought down in buses. We had about 600 people on the border. We had Diane Jacobs there, who was the supervisor from San Diego County. It was a big success. This is what the people want.
And the American people want to preserve our country. It's simply our leaders who want to betray it. Give us a call when we get back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Do you cringe every time you turn the key and know your paycheck is going up in fumes? Would you like to increase your miles per gallon, get a noticeable increase in power and performance, and reduce emissions drastically for your vehicle at the same time by using an EPA-registered method? Listen to emissions specialist 40-plus years experience in the fuel industry every Thursday at 4 and Sunday at noon. The Fuel Crisis Solution. You want solutions, you want fuel solutions. Can't wait for the show but want more information now? Call 1-866-577-9760. That's 1-866-577-9760.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number 970-689-8255. Freedom is lost when good people do nothing. The American people have surrendered part of their liberty to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's plotting to take away our freedom from his cave in Pakistan, or maybe he's been dead for a long time, doesn't really matter. We're surrendering our freedom little bit by little bit. Because, of course, if we don't, we're going to lose our liberty. People don't understand that if you give up any bit of your individual liberty for security from Osama bin Laden, why, believe me, it'll be taken by the politicians. And once that freedom is gone, they'll tell you, oh, it's only temporarily until we can track down Osama bin Laden, dead or alive. But the truth of the matter is they've never tried to track down Osama bin Laden. And it's always been about what was going on here at home, taking away your freedom. And if they were not planning on using the new John Warner Defense Authorization Act, or the Military Commissions Act, or the Patriot Act, or the Homeland Security Act, or the Model State Emergency Health Power Act, or all the other draconian legislation, why was the President so insistent upon enacting them? And why did members of Congress go along with him? Well, Glenn, certainly, you're getting more and more response from the American people, aren't you?
Oh, yes. We are getting more and more response. We are getting more and more support. For what we're trying to do, however, it is an enormous task. We're going to do our best to get it done. I'll be flying later today. I'm just listening to the scanner. They've just got people running all over the downtown Sierra Vista, flooding into the streets. The American people have to know this, and it's a Herculean task to look at this entire border and tell you what's going on, but we're going to try to do it.
Well, I'm glad you're there. I'm glad you're getting the information, and I appreciate so much your coming on our programs with us to keep us appraised of what's going on, because
yes,
most Americans honestly think that the National Guard is down there. After all, George Bush, who's against amnesty, told us he put the National Guard down there, and the President wouldn't deceive the American people, would he? I mean,
yes,
George Bush,
we know that they are lying to us. You know, he lied to the American people, and he said, I'm going to keep my Secretary of Defense. And one day after the elections, he admitted he lied to them.
Sure.
And so this is a man who has absolutely no scruples. He is dedicated to this globalism, to sacrificing us on the altar of that globalism, and he will do anything to accomplish that goal of sacrificing the lives of American soldiers. Of course, I opposed that war on national television before it started. I said, they're no direct threat to us. It was an awful thing to do, and we lost thousands of Americans, and tens of thousands have essentially had their lives destroyed.
And almost a quarter of the people who've come back from the war have applied for veterans' disabilities because in one way or another, their lives are shattered.
Yes.
Their health is gone.
So,
we've sent over 400,000 men over there and have come back. 400,000 coming back, 100,000 injured in one way or another.
And it's not over.
No, and it's going to continue, I fear, until the American people really care and can begin to see the big picture. And you're doing such a great job of bringing out this whole idea of illegal immigration being encouraged by the higher-ups in the Border Patrol, not the average person, but the higher-ups and the people in Washington, D.C., who say one thing and have a different agenda.
Well, that is absolutely true, and we are developing more and more proof of this every day, and we're going to continue to do this. I believe we're still in the game. I believe we're going to eventually prevail. However, it certainly isn't a sure thing, and the other side is extremely powerful. But if we can just get this Iraq war out of off the headlines and allow the American people to focus on this issue, I think we can take this country back.
Well, I think we can, but it's just a matter I realize we're not going to get it in the headlines. We're going to have to do it as we talk to other people. We're going to have to take America back, you know, block by block, precinct by precinct, city by city, county by county. This is the only way it's going to happen. And the people listening to this audience have to begin talking to other people, because truth is our weapon, not deceit like as used by the other side. And I believe most Americans still value freedom. I believe most Americans, want to maintain our country as a national entity rather than merge it first into the North American community and then, of course, into the New World Order.
Well, absolutely. And here you have Governor Schwarzenegger down in Mexico. They're saying that they're our second largest trading partner. This is such nonsense. We trade with ourselves across the border. The World Bank has said that the reason Mexico doesn't advance is because of corruption. That's on our site. It's an official World Bank report after 10 years of NAFTA. You're dealing with a corrupt regime, a corrupt government, and then these farmers are saying they don't have the people to pick their crops. We have, 20 million illegal aliens? And somebody sends a few National Guard down at the border, and suddenly they can't get anybody to work? Well, they can't get any... In other words, there are not enough slaves coming across the border. You have probably 8 million illegal aliens in California alone, and they can't find enough to pick their lettuce? It is insane.
I know. But if you can convince the American people that there's nobody to work in the fields, and they can get a few farmers with tears streaming down their cheeks, where they can convince the American people, gee, we've just got to let the people in, otherwise we're not going to have any food. It's amazing, if you control the media, you can control what the American people think.
That's correct. And they lie to them. They say, if we lost this illegal alien workforce, lettuce would cost $5 a head. I have a degree in economics and mathematics, and I did the work, and I went on site, and I figured out, if lettuce cost $5 a head, you'd have to pay the workers $285 an hour.
But it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is if you say it often enough, Glenn. The majority of people will believe it.
Yeah, it is the lies, the deception, the disinformation is just wholesale these days.
Well, our job is to get the truth out. $285 an hour, that's a...
Absolutely.
God bless you,
Ken. That's what you have to pay them for lettuce that costs $5 a year.
You keep up the great work, and we'll be talking to you real soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here, and encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Be 5.
is changing, and it's not changing by accident. They know what they're doing. And, of course, they work through many organizations, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Lucius Trust, the New Group of World Servers, the Masons, the leader of the Masons, certainly, and a myriad of other organizations, Rosicrucians, Theosophists. Behind all of them, the sinister spiritual forces that are directing us towards the New World Order, the New World Religion. They restrict our freedom, but just a little at a time. And it's only temporary. You must understand it's only temporary. Why, of course, they're going to restore our freedom as soon as the war on terror is over. But, of course, if you listen to what Donald Rumsfeld said right after 9-1-1, the war on terrorism could go on 50 years. And the Premier of Canada at that time said, this war on terrorism will never end. It is contrived. If you go into the background of it, it's very obvious that it's thoroughly infiltrated, and that many times it has been financed by your own tax money. But the American people mustn't understand that. We must look at the external enemy and never at the enemy within. You need to get some of the material we have on. We have a new 4-tape set on this consolidation, and you can simply call in and ask for the new 4-tape set on the effort to consolidate the North American continent. And then, of course, our 4-tape set on immigration. The great book written by Dr. Corsi, Jerome Corsi, and Jim Gilchrist called The Minutemen. A book called Fighting Immigration Anarchy. And then, of course, the DVD put out by Glenn Spencer, I guess, this morning on the conquest of Aztland. Understand that the people on the other side are well-financed. They're financed by the Ford Foundation. Remember that next time you're looking for a car. Ford Foundation has been financing this whole illegal immigration movement and the radical left and the communists for years. Why? Because communism and socialism are sincere, benevolent theories. They don't work unless somebody's in charge. And the occult leaders of our nation want total domination of our society. Now, you can get the items I mentioned. Of course, our new 4-tape set on the global government, the new 4-tape set on immigration, by calling 1-800-544-8927 and just ask for the 4-tape set, the brand new one with Dr. Jerome Corsi I talked about this morning, and girls won't know the name of it, but you'll be able to get it. You need to have the information. You need to copy the tapes and get them to others. Do you really care about America? Do you see how this thing is coming down? Do you realize why America, the mightiest nation in the world, can't defeat Iraq, which is now riddled with just horrible and confusion and civil war, which we fomented from the very moment we came in, when we dissolved the army and dissolved the police force and dissolved the civil service and refused to build an effective army? The United States, in 3.5 years, at the beginning of the Second World War until the invasion of Germany was completed and we had defeated the Germans, and we're 3.5 years into this war, and we can't even organize an army in Iraq. And why? Because we're not giving them equipment. We're sending people over to train them who can't even speak Arabic. Because we're not trying, ladies and gentlemen. It is all a facade. It's like the 6,000 National Guardsmen on a border. They're just not there. Pray for America. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Till Monday, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia,